Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. Good evening.
Good evening to you. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. I felt like hospital today redeemed itself, and so
For the previous day, the Friday
yeah,
episode.
actually like more than the previous day, but
Okay,
today I was
yeah.
getting it was starting to feel a little bit more like a chore than
Yeah.
an enjoyable hour. But
Yeah.
today I thought was snappy and sassy and had all the good juicy things going on
Yeah, lots of movement, it seemed
yep.
like, or like things were getting shaken up a little bit.
Things were getting shaken up and there was some humor and people looked good and just, it was all the things I wanted.
Okay. All right. Can you be more specific? Like who did you think looked good?
Well, just everybody. This TV is a marvel.
You're still excited by the 42 incher,
am.
huh?
I know,
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I thought Lasha looked good, and I apparently
Yeah.
we're gearing up to have a big Lasha tribute or something, I guess.
Oh,
Or
okay. For their big
it's coinciding
anniversaries.
with their big anniversary of their whatever
Okay.
episode, or I don't know. That's what I'm gathering from the
Yeah. Okay. Well, she
little.
deserves a tribute.
She
Always.
really does, but I thought
Yeah.
she looked nice. I thought Anna and Valentine looked nice.
You like them in their little drive-in scene?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. And the other thing I liked was we had a lot of different sets today that I felt like I was like, oh,
That's
okay.
true. That's true. Yeah. The one thing that annoyed me about the drive-in scene was that it was similar to the people talking when they're in their lounge chairs at the pool, you know, like
Oh,
a lot of
lifting
like
their heads up.
sideways, kind of awkward, you know. I don't know why they're
That's
putting them all
true.
through that, but
I don't know. I know they probably need a good massage afterwards.
yeah, maybe they
Yeah,
want to be
that's true.
challenged as actors, and that's, you know, another sort of way of upping their
Yeah.
game, you know.
What was the first movie they were watching? I can't remember. The Casablanca was the one that was.
Notorious.
Oh, which I haven't seen. Have you seen that?
I haven't either. No, it made me want to see it though, actually.
I went through a phase like in high school of sort of pretending that I liked old movies like that, just yet again,
Now,
something else to signal how cool I am, Like, remember in high school, you just really had to let people know that, like, well, I've watched blah, 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 or I've read, or I have this album. And it was all so important.
And
Like,
now there's no shame when you admit that you watch MASH and, you know, all
I haven't watched it.
Emergency and
No, I have not been keeping up with those, but I'm pretty deep into Hill Street Blues right now.
Oh, all right. All right. Well,
And it's like
I
a
would
little time
suggest.
capsule.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the show Homicide? That was a really good cop
Oh
show.
yeah, I liked that
Yeah.
show. That was good.
Yeah. That was very good.
But I'll tell you,
Okay.
I know this is way off the topic, but it's on the topic of TV. So and Hulu. There's a new show with Jeff Bridges. Have you
Oh
seen
yeah, the
that?
old man. No, I haven't checked that one out yet.
So my old man was excited about this. He's like, oh, it looks good, looks good. And so we watched the first episode last night. And I was like you when I dragged you to horror movies. I couldn't take it.
why?
I
Why?
couldn't take it. It's not a horror movie, but it has a lot of just physical violence. Just men just beating the shit out of each other, like trying to kill each other. And it's and it I was like, I can't, I was like looking away. I was like, I can't even, I just can't take it. I don't know what, I don't know.
I haven't been drawn to that one, but I don't know why not. I didn't really know much about it, but
I didn't
yeah.
know much about it. And also, well, initially, I don't know if this stuff bothers you, but there's a thread of a woman with Alzheimer's and and I'm like, and the old man and the daughter's her his daughter is concerned about him, and I was like, this is just way too freaking
Close
close to
to
home
home,
for
yeah.
me at the moment, like
Yeah.
is it a sig sign of weakness or shallow nature that I just need a distraction. you know, like
no,
I need
not
love.
At all. I don't think so.
I mean, I'm probably going to be like out seeking out romance novels next or something, but.
Well, that might be when you've gone too far.
Too far. Is that too far? But I'm finding reality somewhat taxing. And so,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
This show and then the violence, like I used to be able to take violence, you know, mm-hmm. like in horror yeah. movies, as you know.
Yeah.
Because it was all make-believe, but it's like, I don't know. I guess you get old and you realize that some of this is not make-believe, and I just
It seems like anything's possible now. Like, people are capable of anything at this point, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I think my old man's going to be on his own watching that one, and I'll wait for, you know, Stargate, and whatever yeah. else I can.
Yeah.
I just need some sort of spacemen, or I don't know. I don't know what. Yeah. Something that's not my real life or something.
Yeah, okay.
Fluffy. Well, and
I'll give you one final plug for What We Do in the Shadows, Gia. That's the last time I'll mention that one as an option for you.
Is that the one about the drug companies?
No, that's Dope Sick. No, What We Do in the Shadows is just funny. And it's not something that happens
in real
life.
But is it snarky, like mean funny? Or because I watched one of those other ones that you recommended, and I thought the people were like kind of mean.
Oh, that might have been Difficult People. Yeah, they're yes. very, very snarky. But yeah. that one's so funny too. But no, this isn't like that. No, this is more silly and absurd.
Okay, I like absurd. I love absurd. Okay,
so
all right. I'll look that one up. Thank you. I can watch that while the old man's watching the violent thing.
And I think he would like that one too. You know,
but
I'm
kind of bummed. Right? I really enjoy Jeff Bridges a lot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh well.
Anyway, okay, back to General Hospital.
Yeah. So we had first. I would like to talk about Friday's episode, which I guess would have been Thursday's episode had they not preempted it.
And that was like Drew and Carly at the pool.
Yes. And what we feared looks like it's exactly the path.
Oh yeah, they're going right there. Yeah. And he's being like gross.
He's being gross.
Like,
he
why
really
don't you
stepped over a line?
Like,
you know? It's like, come on. And man, the old Drew never ever would have said anything.
No.
Like that. I just don't think it's acceptable that they can change the actor and change the personality of the character.
Yeah, so drastically. Like, you know, what they should do is like have him say, you know, I feel so different since I came back. I'd like you to call me.
Yeah, just something.
I'd like you to call me Andrew, you know, and then like maybe we could just accept him as a new guy. I'm Andrew, and I went through so much as a prisoner. Yeah. Carving scout's name.
I didn't have sex for all those days while I was in prison.
And now
so
I'm
I might say inappropriate things now because I'm kind of a scumbag.
Yeah, and she's having to act all like, ooh, you know, it's like, ugh. And like the scene where I laughed when they did the close up of Rory recently, you know, in the bathing suit, and like I laughed at that and thought it was cute and funny, but when they did it with Drew, I was like, ugh.
Now, did you throw
and I don't
up?
Know why. I mean, he's a nice looking man, but I'm like, oh god, you know.
Like,
he's such an irritating character.
So, and I thought he was just kind of being a dick, just thinking it's okay for him to swim when she's trying to close up, you know. It's
I think he thought he was being sexy, and
if you think you're sexy
it's okay to be a dick, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. He's getting worse before our eyes, you know.
He really is. Really is. And if he behaves that way when he's a swim coach, he will not last long.
he will. Maybe some dad will just kick his ass, you know.
Like, what if one of the little girls is like, I don't have my swimsuit. He's like, that's okay.
It's
you can skinny
dip.
Like, ugh. Kick him out on his.
Yeah.
Pain the butt ass. Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe like it would be like Avery or something, and he doesn't recognize her, and then Sonny hears about it, and he just stuffs him in the trunk of a car.
You're really letting your imagination go here. Yeah.
I just want to nip this guy in the bud, you know.
I feel badly. I'm sure the actor is a lovely, lovely person that they all enjoy, and he's having to play this weenie, this I don't even know what you call him. Weenie, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure
who I dislike more, him or Cody. Like, they're kind of neck and neck for me right now.
I didn't mind seeing him getting his ass kicked, did you?
I know, I was like, go woo.
Yeah.
After I say I don't like violence, but... I know. And then the little scene, like, yeah. So there's two parallel scenes there where they're throwing Cody and Britt together, and it's like, not working. Are you people not reading the online chatter about this stuff?
And it seems like she's got such a good bullshit detector that, you know, I don't see
she
how
wouldn't
she could
for
possibly,
that.
Like, you know, be worn down by him, you know?
Not unless there was some other much more obvious payoff to balance the scales. And there isn't.
Yeah,
isn't he?
There
He's
isn't.
Perfectly charm-free.
Charm-free. That's exactly right, Gia.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I didn't like that. What else happened that day?
That was like all I could. Oh, well, we had Sunny and Nina, like, pretty much
rehashing.
Like, everything.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It's like, God.
Like, for the millionth time.
The millionth time, and it just, none of it, with her, none of it rings true, this whole Wiley thing, you know. It's like,
oh, the Wiley thing. What rings true for me with them, and I think it's just a credit to them as good actors, is that their attraction to each other. Like, I believe that they, you know, they're a believable couple, chemistry-wise.
I feel like it's never going to work, though, somehow.
Oh, no, it's doomed. It's absolutely doomed. But the attraction is believable to me there, you know.
Yeah. And Sonny had some good lines, I thought. I don't remember them specifically, but it seemed like he was, you know, saying a little more than he has been lately, you know, kind of going back into that sort of philosophical Sonny.
Introspective Mike.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah.
So I kind of like that. It seemed like they were having like, it's at points. Almost
at points,
an actual conversation
yeah.
When she wasn't like pretending that she didn't want any of this to happen, you know.
Yeah, the old like, oh yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah,
I didn't know Scott was going to do that. I didn't know he'd go that far. Like, yes, you did.
Yeah,
that's why you hired him.
Yep. So
we had that. Did we have Trina on that day? Was that the day before?
Yeah.
Trina and Josh at the getting out of the bar.
Right. They got out of the bar. Rory sort of helped them skedaddle.
But, oh yeah, and Rory arrested Chase. Chase will never be a cop again at this point.
Yeah, Chase. I feel like Chase's behavior lately has been a little bit erratic, and I feel like he wouldn't have done that, you know, punched that Link guy. You know, the real Chase would have known better. He would have been able to.
Real Chase? Do we have an imposter Chase?
I don't know. It just seems like he wouldn't make that mistake again, you know?
Maybe they're trying to get him off the force. Like,
maybe.
Frequently,
so it's more
cops
interesting.
Don't last long. Yeah, when they make him a cop, they become less interesting. Although that hasn't really held true with Dante, I wouldn't say. Not
right, yeah. Dante's stayed pretty interesting.
He kind of held his own.
Yeah.
But it sure has been true of Mac.
Dante's got more, like, people to interact with in different ways, you know? And
he
accepts different levels of, you know.
But it feels like the punitive measures against Chase for various things have been way out of proportion to
what
other people have imposed upon them. And I'm just wondering if there's some design there where they don't want him to be a cop. I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe that's what he wants on some level, because he knew the consequences were going to be bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it also makes it seem like... makes it look like Brooklyn has been nothing but bad for him, you know, when he keeps getting into trouble and it all goes back
to her,
you know?
Yeah.
And the
scuzzy Link guy. Now, Link, we frequently speak about how they've miscast people. Link is a perfect cast.
Yeah, he is.
He just looks slimy and greasy, and like, he probably has to wash his hair two or three times a day just to keep it
like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He is good in that role.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you kind of just believe that's him, you know?
Like, yeah. I liked him trying to romance Britt. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's good. I'm waiting for them to give Mika a storyline.
I almost thought she was gonna lie to protect Chase, you know, and say she didn't see anything, or you know,
but she's too
honest a person.
She's got fabulous arms.
Yeah.
That alone should give her a storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe her arms could have a scene with Spencer's arms.
Wow, that would be cool, wouldn't it? Like, I don't know why, but I pictured like a couple of mimes, kind of like, you know, with their arms flailing about in their,
like
in their berets. Yeah, an arm challenge. Yep.
Yeah. And speaking of Spencer, so we had a scene with him and Victor. And I don't know.
Wait, did we have the Felicia? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Spencer and Victor. Yeah.
Yeah. Where he sort of, it seemed like by design, got Victor roped into helping him, you know, even though initially he was acting like he didn't need his help, but then to hunt down, biological parents.
Yeah. And what is that about? Is this the first we've heard of that little plot? Like,
yeah, I thought so. And then I wondered, was this just some way to get Victor off the trail that he's on himself, Spencer's on?
My thought was that today was super heavy on Ryan. Like, we're leading up to the Ryan story breaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was just going to be like everybody's horrifically going to find out that Ryan is Esme's father all at once.
Right. Yeah.
But I just was wondering what convoluted bullshit Spencer was going to say, like, what is his reasoning for looking for her parents? Like, how does that help him in any way prove that he was the one that took the video? It has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with that, no. But it seems like, it was like just throwing Victor off the trail. And I don't know why he wouldn't, you know, ask Victor to help him, like, prove Esme had done, you know, had done the recording and all of that, because Victor probably would have access to some people.
Yeah, he probably, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it was a little weird.
A little strange. Yeah, it's all a little weird.
Yeah. And we've had quite a bit of Felicia lately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because she's going to, I don't know how they're going to pull this off, but she's going to be Esme's mother.
I don't know how they could pull that off either.
Was there an overlooked coma? Another coma?
I don't remember. I don't remember there being.
I mean, that's going so far back.
Yeah, but that means she'd have to be in a coma for like a good, you know, year or so. You know?
Or a baby she gave up for adoption that she like blocked the memory of the whole thing or something, like a repressed memory. We could have a repressed memory.
I
like it. I just thought of that.
good one, Gia. I guess that's
possible. I was like, oh, are they gonna have another coma baby? Oh my god. Coma babies are us, but a repressed memory, like see, it's too far back for me to know. Like, were they sleeping together, she and the Ryan?
I don't think so.
Did he rape her?
I don't think so. I feel like I would remember that. And I don't like it if they're going to like sort of rewrite history and we're not going to really be able to confirm or deny, you know, what actually happened.
Yeah. Well, they could also go the like test tube route where Ryan like secretly, you know, harvested eggs or something, like some horrible, gross thing where he like
in a lab he cooked.
Yeah, a lab baby. So we got repressed memory baby, coma baby, or lab baby.
Okay,
they can do it.
Yeah. All right.
They can do it.
That's interesting because that would mean Felicia would become like a pretty central character, right?
Yeah, unless she. Like had to be hauled off to Ferncliff because it's
that's true. Yeah.
Because I mean, can you see her trying to cuddle up to Esme and like
nope. No, I was very glad when she was talking to Kevin and Laura and the fact that Esme had been like Ryan's, you know, caregiver came up.
I thought it was like, how did Felicia not know who Esme was?
Well, that's what I was wondering too, because Mac knows who she is. Is she just like, has she just been out of the loop with the whole video thing?
But even, I was just thinking, as a friend of Laura and Kevin's, like Esme had been staying with them. Like, wouldn't she have been in touch enough to?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just I don't know either. I know I that flashed through my mind too, that she should have crossed paths at least.
Like, I could see that she wouldn't know her by sight, but the name. You know, you think
it's everybody knows enough, the name.
Yeah, I don't know. So that seemed a little weird. But not weird, just as usual, like the they cut corners with these storylines just to serve the plot sometimes.
Yeah.
But we'll forgive them because today was pretty good.
Yeah. And I want people to really have their eyes on her, you know, and not sort of relax and think that she's not going to be a problem. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel like Kevin's definitely onto her.
Yeah, he is. I don't think he realized, though, even Kevin didn't realize how, you know.
How evil she was.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. She wasn't going to give up.
But I wonder if they're going to redeem that character because, I mean, it could have just been another line of bullshit, but the questioning who was doing with Kevin about, you know, about did Ryan ever form any kinds of relationships? And like, did you see a little core of humanity in her there? Just a tiny little kernel. Just like the tiniest mustard seed of humanity.
I know that was sort of supposed to be evident there, but I don't think,
you think she was still just scamming him?
Yeah, or even like trying to convince herself that maybe she's not a psychopath, you know?
Well, right, that's what I mean. Like that would show some, that would show a little something you could empathize with or sympathize with.
If are psychopaths, do they wish they weren't psychopaths or do they
do
not?
They? I would think that would show a level of self-awareness that
I
would think if you're a psychopath you just revel in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, I thought Portia was a little more interesting when Trina came home from her little escapade.
Oh, yeah, that was a scene I really liked. I don't know why, because I used to hate his guts, but I really love Taggart.
I know you do, and I like him okay now. I didn't like him back in the day when he was just sort of anti-Sunny.
When he was harassing Jason all the time. But now he's just so funny all the time.
Yeah,
and he's going to be sad when he finds out Trina's not his daughter.
Oh, but, I know that is. Although when Curtis was talking to her, I thought, oh gosh, he's gonna be so happy that she's his daughter. But
yeah,
probably like mad at Portia for keeping that from him forever. You know.
Yeah, a little bit. They're both going to be really mad at her. But
yeah,
I thought that scene was pretty funny. The like unfolding of Trina revealing, like, you know, but. Everyone, but Josh is okay. But, So that was amusing. And Portia was like, she even had a different outfit on. Like, I don't think we've ever seen her just in jeans, you know?
Yeah, and I like seeing Trina in jeans, too. I like seeing people just in their clothes, you know?
Yeah. And not, they weren't man's jeans. I think they were actually women's.
I think they were, yeah. I don't know much about what women's jeans look like. I imagine that's what they were. Yeah.
I don't think I could wear men's jeans anymore. Like, I did as a teenager, but I don't think they make the butt area big enough.
Yeah, I think they do.
Are you like in the big duffer section of the
Well, I do try to find the relaxed fit, but they don't get to relax on me. They're working.
No relaxing around here. You gotta hold up your end, baby.
Oh yeah. Oh god.
Oh, anyway. Did you like that little Jordache jumpsuit I sent you? That's kind of the look I'm thinking.
Yeah. So many looks we should try. Yeah. I think it's too
Okay.
late via that
Let's see.
chip.
What else did I like today? Oh, I enjoyed the scene between Laura and Martin. That cracked me
Yeah.
up. And like he was upset that he wasn't being targeted.
Right, he
You
was just
know.
collateral damage. Yeah.
I was like, to me, that their little lunch was like a little master class of two pro soap actors, you know. They're both just really good. They just really inhabit their characters.
Yes, I think that's true. Yeah, that's true. And who ran into them? Felicia and Mac. Oh, and they're waiting for Kevin. That's right.
And that was a new set too, wasn't it? Like it was the MetroCorp, but there was some like outside fireplace. Or have I just never seen that because I didn't have this TV? Has
That's
there always been a
possible.
fireplace?
No, I don't. That might have been a slightly different scene. There was a line in there somewhere, like maybe, was it Felicia? Somebody said, like, maybe why don't you join us after a cocktail or something, or for a cocktail? And it seemed like such an adult line that you and I would never say. We would never have the occasion to
To
say,
have it to meet up
join us.
later for a cocktail.
Or join us after, like, because they were going to have dinner. She was going to have dinner, and
I
then.
don't know if I like you lumping me in with you on this. Like, what are you talking about? I have people over for cocktails all the time.
That
Sure, and I wear a sophisticated black romper
Oh, I bet you
for
do.
cocktail parties.
That part I believe, which is why I know the first part can't be true.
You know, I have my cocktails alone, and it's usually just me, like sipping, muckling onto a tall boy or something. You know, it's not really a, not. So, okay, it was your point that I we're not sophisticated.
That just that, like, there's a certain level of adulting that I don't think we're ever going to achieve.
Well, I also don't know if that, well, cocktails are very big, like in a resurgence, but like there was an era of cocktails. Like, you know how we talked about how they'd have the liquor cart in the soap
Yep, the
scenes
decanters and stuff
before,
like
the
that.
decanters, and that era went away, but like we had that in our house, and you probably had one in your house, and so I just feel like we can take some of the weight off because nobody was doing cocktails. You know,
Okay. All
right?
right. I don't know,
I
Gia.
don't know. Damn it, I'm very sophisticated. I'm complicated.
Okay, sure you are. How's the lady with the plant doing?
Oh, well, yeah. I snuck over and watered it today, and
I
she.
wish we'd had a pool going, because I think I would have guessed, it would have taken like 4 days, and
Because
then you
she's
would
not
have.
there right now. I'm taking care of her cats, and so I watered.
Oh,
And then, of course, we had like the biggest thunderstorm and like so much water. The plant probably got way too much water.
Oh, poor
But,
Gia.
I know, but anyway, I think it'll be all right. It's a hibiscus. They're pretty tough. And I've held back. There was an interesting plant in Carly's office the other day, and I didn't talk about it.
But you are now.
I am now. I was wondering if it was something called Bells of Ireland,
Oh, I don't
which
know.
is interesting because instead of flowering, it has these green bracts, BRACTS, which I
Okay.
find sort of interesting in the plant world.
Okay. Was that the
And
scene
that's all I'm
we
going to
had?
say. I don't think it is. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. But if you see that scene, I'd like you to take a look at that plant behind her. It's quite a display.
Was that the scene she had with Sunny when
Yep.
she
So yeah, we see her office. How come we don't see Michael's office? She's
Yeah,
down there.
and when Drew, getting back to that little dink Drew, and he's talking about how it was quite a day, at Aurora, so he had to go for a swim, you know? It's like,
yeah, yeah.
Who are you fooling with that nonsense, you know?
Yeah, nobody. And what is he, like, other than just being a dink with Michael and, like, all that, like, oh, he just, oh, Scout, and, like, all those years without his child. And, like, there's no mention of her anymore, and no, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
seems like a
bachelor through and through, like, just on his own, you know, nothing.
Yeah, just meddling in everybody else's business all the time. Mm-hmm. And, yep.
Oh, yeah. God, he's awful.
It just makes you go, ugh.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if they're gonna make us accept him and Carly in some relationship sort of thing. I don't know how we'll make it through that, Gia.
I don't know.
Maybe we could like start a drinking game or something.
I think that a good way to end it would be if she just kept kind of like forcing him to try to be like Jason.
You know, could you put this
like
t-shirt
laying
on?
Out black t-shirts? Yeah.
Why don't we go motorcycle shopping for you, big guy? Don't talk.
You,
he'll put his finger on his lips.
Would you mind talking less?
That's enough. That would be hilarious.
That would be funny, wouldn't it? Maybe that's what they're headed for, you know.
Oh, that would be great.
Grooming him to be Jason. But they seem to kind of quit having her do that. Like, because for a while she kept saying how much she, you know, reminded her. And
yeah.
Hasn't now. But, yeah. Or it'd be funny if he, like decided he just is so in love with her that he decides to make himself over as Jason and shows up in the leather jacket and the motorcycle boots and stuff. And, you
know. Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Obviously they're headed that way. I wish they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Why do they always have to have a love interest? I mean, I know it's like, obviously soap, but.
Yeah, well, I feel like Carly, she doesn't really seem ready, and especially if it's going to be like Drew, that seems a little incestuous, you know?
Nobody's ready for that.
No, nobody. Yeah, so maybe she'll sort of like keep him at arm's length or something, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm tiresome, but anyway. You're dragging me down. Today was good, and now you're keeping
I'm sorry. Fire. I'm sorry. What was the highlight of today's episode for you?
I don't know if there was any one highlight. I just felt like the dialogue was snappier.
Yeah.
Probably the scene with Taggart Trina and Portia and Curtis.
Yeah, that was nice.
How about you?
I like that scene a lot. Partly because, like I said, Portia, you know, she was sort of, she had more depth, you know, and and I always like it when they like give Trina props because I feel like, you know, that should be happening all the time, you know.
That's true. Yeah, she is just universally admired and loved.
Yeah.
Beloved. Yeah. She's beloved.
Beloved, yep.
Yeah, and it wasn't like an earth-shattering scene.
She had a bit of a sense of humor today also, Trina did. It seemed like she was kind of being sort of more like the original Trina, like more assertive, you know. So I like that too.
Yeah, so that was good.
And I did like seeing Cody, you know, getting his ass kicked.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm just glad that the whole Ryan thing is finally, like, I feel like, okay, that's been in the works for so long. Let's get that show on the road. And it'll be creepy and everything, but I'll be worried about Felicia.
It's going to be very scary.
Although, I guess we should worry more. Should we worry about Felicia or Ava at this point? That's,
we don't know. Yeah, and Esme knows that this guy is capable of getting up and walking away, you know, so.
It would be something if they did a huge, massive turnaround and had Esme, like, realize that he is true evil and then try to stop him or something like that, you know?
Right. That would be.
I don't know if they'd go that way. But that'd be interesting, though, wouldn't it?
It would
rather than have her be another psychopath.
To win me over, to make me join Team Esme.
Esme fan? I don't know. Is anybody on Team Esme?
I don't think so. I hope not.
But she is good, though. At what
she is good. Yep. Yep.
I don't know, but it'll be interesting. But I don't know. They seem to be pushing the Felicia as mom storyline. So, unless that's just being thrown out there to throw us off the trail or something.
Yeah, I don't see how that could be. But I know what you mean, and I'm sure they could get us.
We don't see how a lot of people can come back to life, you know.
Yeah, they do that. That's true.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was good. I'm looking forward to a couple more good days, I hope.
Yep. Yep. Oh. Me too. Okay, Gia.
All right. Well, we didn't really look anything up or anything, but
No, and you didn't talk that much about plants, so thank
not
you.
Not too much. Not too much. And and you only insulted me a little bit.
So. Yeah, just a little.
Yeah,
just
so
a little, Gia.
I don't know. I don't know if you gather just how sophisticated I am when I wear that black romper, but
I think I do. I do. I do. But you keep trying, so bless your heart, Gia.
Bless your little heart. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll talk again in a few days, and I'm sure things will have happened.
We might be talking on your birthday.
Woo!
That could be fun.
That could be exciting. Okay.
See if you've matured at all.
I'm probably going to go the other direction on that.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll buckle up.
Okay. Right. Buckle up. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. See you.